RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to our English program of A Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, today in history, focus, headlines, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesia Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today, and this is the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Several ambassadors of friendly countries are invited to come to the commemoration of the Tambora Great Wall this year. Indonesian government to conduct national survey on chemical food contamination analysis 2015. Rupiah weakens 22 points to 12,982 rupiah on Tuesday morning. Now the news in detail. Several ambassadors of friendly countries whose countries have affected the impact of eruption of Mount Tambora in 1815 will be invited by the provincial government of West Nusa Tenggara, NTB, to attend the summit event of Tambora Menyapa Dunia or Tambora Great the Wall. The detail will be reported by Lalu Fikran Shinkan.
Listener, Provincial Government of West Nusa Tenggara or NTB will invite some of ambassadors whose countries have affected the impact of the eruption of Mount Tambora in 1815 as from Europe, Asia, America, and Canada. The ambassadors of friendly countries were invited to attend Tambora Menyapa Dunia or Tambora Calling Say the World, which is the anniversary of 200 years of the eruption of Mount Tambora on 11 April 2015. The event will take place in Dompu, West Nusa Tenggara, and will be attended by the Indonesian President Joko Widodo. Head of Culture and Tourism of the province, Lalu Fauzal, while doing dialogue with RRI World Service in Jakarta, said, in addition, it will be attended by ambassadors. The Tambora Great the World top event will also be enlivened by the presence of the explorers who explore the mountain by foot or trekking.
Dan saya kira dari semua negara-negara sahabat, duta besar negara sahabat.
We invite all ambassadors of friendly countries whose according to the history affected to Tambora eruption, such as European countries and Asian countries as well. Currently, we also receive various parties who want to take trekking through Bima or Dompu. It is amazing. There have been so many requests for trekking to achieve the caldera of Mount Tambora, which will be opened on April 11. Furthermore, Lalu Fauzal explained the series of Tambora events that started on 1st up to 11 April 2015 will present a variety of researchers who have studied the world's highest volcano in Indonesia in 1815. According to Lalu Fauzal, several researchers who will be invited are from the UK and Swiss researchers who have studied the Mount Tambora in 1940s and introduced the Kafi Tambora to various parts of the world. Mount Tambora was firstly erupted on 11 April 1815, caused tsunami that killing hundreds of thousands of people, changed the climate in mainland of Europe, America and Canada for a year, known as the Year Without a Summer, and led to defeat of the army led by Napoleon Bonaparte when occupied Belgium. Olivia Shinkan reporting from Jakarta.
Director of the Protection of Indonesian Citizens and Legal Entities of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Lalu Muhammad Iqbal, said the situation in the city of Aden is still very tense and it is reflected from the inability of Indonesians to move from the dormitory to the port. Even according to Lalu Muhammad Iqbal, the ICRC in Sana'a and Aden, from which the Foreign Affairs Minister has requested to assist evacuation, the Indonesian students in the dorm is not be able to do the evacuation.
Itu mencekamnya itu tergambar dari tidak mampunya mereka keluar dari.
It is reflected from their inability to get out of the dorm. We have contacted them by phone. I have personally called based on the orders of the minister. I immediately spoke with the ICRC in Sana'a and Aden to ask for help so that they can be helped to move from the dorm to the port. And immediately after that, they immediately called back to tell me that we had people to go in there, but our team was not able to get into the region.
Lalu Muhammad Iqbal explained Indonesia is the country which frequently has communication with the conflicting factions in Yemen. So, besides evacuating its citizens in Yemen, the Indonesian government is also doing the evacuation of other foreign nationals such as the Philippines, Latvia, India, and Sri Lanka that directly have requested the Minister of Foreign Affairs. Today, the Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs calls on all Indonesian citizens in Yemen to be evacuated to the country without thinking about their education because they have received assurances from the university that they can continue their education upon their return to Yemen or through its branch in the city of Cirebon, West Java. Agency for Health Research and Development, Ministry of Health and of the Republic of Indonesia will carry out the national survey on chemical food contamination analysis in 2015. This is a follow-up of effort of the 2014 Total Diet Study. The details will be reported by Andi Ramdhani.
Agency for Health Research and Development, Ministry of Health of the Republic of Indonesia will carry out the National Survey on Chemical Food Contamination Analysis 2015, according to Head of Ministry's Health Research and Development Agency, Chandra Yoga Aditama, when contacted by phone on Monday in Solo, Central Java. Currently, there are at least about 200 cases of food contaminations that cause health problems reported to the Ministry of Health in a year.
Dari makanan yang dikonsumsi sehari-hari oleh masyarakat Indonesia.
How much contamination potentials from daily food consumed by the people of Indonesia? There are at least 200 reports regarding food contamination issue reported in a year. National Survey on Chemical Food Contamination Analysis 2015 is a follow-up of the Total Diet Study in 2014 conducted by the Ministry of Health, which consists of individual food consumption survey. National Survey on Chemical Food Contamination Analysis will indicate the possibility of contamination of food in the community, and the result is expected to be the basis for Indonesia's food security program. According to Chandra Yoga, the Ministry of Health is committed to making best efforts in case of misuse of health and food safety disrupt efforts to achieve a high degree of public health. Of course, the Ministry of Health will concern about people's health. Any factors which turn out to disrupt public health, then it is the duty of the Ministry of Health to deliver and make maximum efforts so as we can reach the best level of people's health, be it the pattern or the industry. According to data of the World Health Organization, there are at least 2 million deaths every year caused by unsafe food and drinks. About 1.5 million children die every year because of food and drink contamination. Every year there are about 1.5 billion possible health problems because of the food. Some of the health problems caused by food contamination are diarrhea, stomach disorders, meningitis, and even cancer and death. From Jakarta, Andi Ramdhani reporting.
The Society of Indonesian Environmental Journalists, in cooperation with the Nature Conservation TNC, conducted a workshop entitled Lesser Sunda Ecoregion Marine Conservation on April 7th and 8th in Bali. The workshop is participated in by around 20 journalists of print and electronic media from West Nusa Tenggara, East Nusa Tenggara, Bali, and Jakarta. Director of Society of Indonesian Environmental Journalists, Maha Adi, on Tuesday said that the workshop aims to encourage journalists to understanding on marine conservation issues. Maha Adi further said that the final outcome of this workshop is certainly to provide a good understanding to the public about environmental issues, especially marine conservation. As a source of information, the media has an important role to influence public perception and highlight other environmental issues. In addition to the discussion, the workshop also organized a field trip to Nusa Penida to see mangrove management and explore the role of mangroves. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The rupiah interbank trade rate in Tuesday's first trading session depreciated by 22 basis points to 12,982 rupiah per dollar from 12,960 per dollar in the previous trade. Samuel Sekuritas economist Rangga Cipta said, as quoted by Antara News Agency, that the dollar strengthened again on the international markets and held the momentum of the rupiah to continue rising, as had taken place several days earlier. Rangga said the rupiah fluctuation was still high, keeping up with the movement of the US dollar on the global market, and in the near future, the rupiah exchange rate would still have the potential to be on the upward trend. Research head of Monex Investindo Futures Ariston Chandra said some investors had accumulated the dollar after evaluating signals of the U.S. economic slowdown as a temporary phenomenon. According to him, the Federal Reserve would apply monetary tightening so that investors accumulated the dollar against money at risk. The government has issued permits for the import of 250,014 head of the live cattle in the second quarter of this year, more than double the figure in the first quarter. The Trade Ministry's Director General for Foreign Trade, Partogi Pangaribuan, said Monday that the higher figure was to anticipate a surge in demand during the upcoming Islamic post-fasting festivity of Idul Fitri in July. Imported live cattle, he added, would be feedlot cattle, which required a few months for fattening before being slaughtered. The ministry provided licenses to import 100,000 head of the live cattle in the first quarter. Up to the end of March, nearly 98,000 had been delivered. Publicly listed industrial estate developer PT Jababeka through its subsidiary PT Banten West Java has kicked off the construction of the much-anticipated Tanjung Lesung Special Economic Zone in Banten. Jababeka Director Setiono Juandi Darmono said the tourism industry zone was aimed at luring around 1 million tourists each year. The construction of the Tanjung Lesung as a new tourist destination was initiated by the government, which said that the special economic zone string of infrastructure projects, I should say, would be on a par with Bali. The government and developers plan to construct a string of infrastructure projects whose initial stage comprises a marina for cruise ships and 100 cottages. The government is teaming with PT Pangembang Pelabuhan Indonesia in the marina construction, and PPI President Director Dani Rusli Utama said the Tanjung Lesung Special Economic Zone had promising business potential, and that his company had begun working on a number of infrastructure projects, including 600-yacht capacity port. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Several ambassadors of friendly countries are invited to come to the commemoration of Tambora Great Del World this year. Indonesia government to conduct national survey on chemical food contamination analysis 2015. Rupiah weakens 22 points to 12,982 rupiah on Tuesday morning. That was the news.
Here is today's commentary on land bank needs to be established. I'm Dalat Mani. The problem of land acquisition is still a major obstacle in the development of infrastructure in Indonesia today. many infrastructure projects in limbo because of acquisition problems. The problem of land acquisition is also one of the causes of the high number of backlog of homes in Indonesia. From year to year, the numbers of home backlog continue to increase. For example, in 2010, the number was 13.6 million units. By 2014, it increased by 10.29% to 15 million units. Land price is also uncontrolled from year to year for various interests, even unnatural. In fact, there is a tendency that a large scale of land is controlled by individual or a group of persons intended for profit under the guise of business entity that is engaged in property. Because of this problem, the Indonesian government is then asked to make a breakthrough in the field of land policy. Law number 2/2012 on land acquisition for the construction of buildings for the public is actually not only ensure the availability of land for the benefit of the government alone, but also accommodate the private interest. But this is still not enough to overcome this problem. The government plans the establishment of land bank in Indonesia. Indonesian Finance Minister Bambang Brojonegoro said the establishment of the land bank needs to be done immediately to improve the government's sovereignty and ensure that the development of infrastructure projects can be run properly. Land bank, as expressed by the Minister of Agrarian and Special, Ferry Mushidan Baldan, does not simply store the data on the availability of land in various regions. However, the land bank is a concept related to assessing land for the purpose of providing public services to residential, industrial, agriculture, land management, directing the land market, and prevent land speculation. The plan of the establishment of land bank needs to be realized. The establishment needs to consider some important things, among others, the prevent land speculation. The plan of the establishment of land bank needs to be realized. The establishment needs to consider some important things, among others, the establishment of land bank shall be based on Article 33, Paragraph 3, of the 1945 Constitution, which states that the land, water, and natural resources contained therein is controlled by the state and used for the welfare of the people. The government must hold a full role in any process, since the body has a large scope of authority and responsibility regarding the public interest. In addition, financing all components of the land bank should not come from the debt or other funding assistance, because when the land bank's financing comes from debt or financial assistance, it is feared that the early objectives of the bank, that is for the welfare of the people, will not be reached. Well, listener, that was commentary.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, and Today in History. We start from an event which happened in 1948 when the World Health Organization was established by the United Nations. Listener, the World Health Organization is a specialized agency of the UN that is concerned with international public health. It was established on April 7, 1948, headquartered in Geneva, Switzerland. The WHO is a member of the United Nations Development Group. Its predecessor, the Health Organization, was an agency of the League of Nations. The Constitution of the World Health Organization had been signed by 61 countries on July 22, 1946, with the first meeting of the World Health Assembly finishing on July 24, 1948. It incorporated the Office International de Hygiene Publique and the League of Nations Health Organization. Since its creation, it has played a leading role in the eradication of smallpox. Its current priorities include communicable diseases, in particular HIV/AIDS, Ebola, malaria, and tuberculosis. The mitigation of the effects of non-communicable diseases, sexual and reproductive health, development and aging, nutrition, food security,
and healthy eating, occupational health, substance abuse, and driving the development of reporting, publications, and networking. The WHO is responsible for the World Health Report, a leading international publication on health, the Worldwide World Healthy Survey, and World Health Day, April 7, every year. And now we move to an event which happened in 1994 when Rwandan genocide massacres of Tutsis begin in Kigali, Rwanda. The Rwandan genocide was a genocidal mass slaughter of Tutsi and moderate Hutu in Rwanda by members of the Hutu majority. During the approximate 100-day period from April 7, 1994 to mid-July, an estimated 500,000 to 1 million Rwandans were killed, constituting as much as 20% of the country's total population and 70% of the Tutsi then living in Rwanda. The genocide was planned by members of the core political elite known as the Akazu, many of whom occupied positions at top levels of the national government. Perpetrators came from the ranks of the Rwandan Army, the National Police or Gendarmerie, government-backed militias including, and the Hutu civilian population. The genocide had a lasting and profound impact on Rwanda and its neighboring countries. The pervasive use of war rape caused a spike in HIV infection, including babies born of rape to newly infecting mothers. Many households were headed by orphaned children or widows. Today, Rwanda has two public holidays commemorating the genocide. The national commemoration period begins with Genocide Memorial Day on April 7 and concludes with Liberation Day on July 4. The week following April 7 is designated an official week of mourning. The Rwandan genocide served as the impetus for creating the International Criminal Court to eliminate the need for ad hoc tribunals to prosecute those accused in future incidents of genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes. And listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. And for today's edition, the focus will be on the blocking negative sites involves 59 public figures. So stay tuned. Listener, the Indonesian government continues blocking of sites that show negative content. The Ministry of Communications and Information Technology has formed a panel team of 59 interfaith leaders, academics, and of various areas and background. They would recommend and verify sites that need to be blocked. Determinants of the site may or may not be blocked is on the steering committee. A spokesman for the Ministry of Communications and Information Technology, Ismail Chawidu in Jakarta yesterday, said the steering committee of this panel include Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security, Communications and Information Technology Minister, Attorney General and Head of the National Agency for Combating Terrorism. In addition, there are senior leaders of Islamic organizations Muhammadiyah, Ahmad Syafi'i, and Nahdlatul Ulama leader Salahuddin Wahid, sociologist Imam B. Prasojo, and founder of Setara Institute Beni Susetio. The steering committee will decide the blocking of sites based on recommendations of the panel and the verification team. The team is divided into four areas of discussion, namely pornography, violence against children and the security of the internet, racism and hatred, illegal investigation, fraud, gambling, drugs and intellectual property rights. They were established by the decree of the Minister of Communications on March 31, 2015. Ahmad Syafi'i said the forum will discuss the matter in the comprehensive manner from the point of the site considered negative, as the site of radicalism, pornographic, or that violate intellectual property rights. According to Syafi'i, internet sites, spreader of the radical and negative content, must be blocked without having to violate the freedom of expression. If it is considered dangerous, then, he said, it could be discussed further, such as what kind of danger it is, but not to be excessive. One panel team member, chairman of Muhammadiyah, Din Samsudin, said in Jakarta, as quoted by Reuters, said the panel team held a meeting with the Minister of Communications and Information Technology on Monday, April 6, to give consideration to the relevant ministries related to broadcasting material in Indonesia, including the blocking. Din Samsudin added that the blocking of 19 Islamic media was not through proper mechanisms. He asserted that from the beginning, he did not agree with the blocking of the 19 Islamic sites because it occurred suddenly and not through any law mechanisms, the involvement of both the courts and the press council. Therefore, Din Samsudin wants the Ministry of Communications and Information to revoke the status of the 19 blocked Islamic sites. Meanwhile, Chairman of the National Commission for Child Protection, Aris Merdeka Sirait, also a member of the panel, said the team will control the content of internet sites so they won't have bad impacts on the community, including children. According to him, so far contents which are not good for children, such as pornography or teaching violence, are scattered in cyberspace without strict control. Previously, 19 online sites were blocked by the government because they showed radicalism on the recommendation of the National Agency for Combating Terrorism. However, many consider this blockage would threaten freedom of expression. And listener, that was Focus.
Welcome to headlines from some national newspapers published today, Tuesday, April 7th, 2015. We start from Kompas Daily. In its headline, writes about nomination of Badruddin Haiti will run smoothly. The candidacy of Commissioner General Badruddin Haiti as Chief of Police believed to be running smoothly. In addition to receiving an explanation of President Joko Widodo related to the cancellation of Commissioner General Budi Gunawan's inauguration as the Chief of Police, the House of Representatives DPR also argued the vacant of police chief position since January 16, 2015 must be filled. Deputy Speaker of the House Agus Hermanto, after a consultation meeting between the President and the House of Representatives DPR, said Monday in Jakarta, all fractions accepted President Joko Widodo's explanation. In the meeting, President Joko Widodo explained there are two reasons for the government to cancel the inauguration of Budi Gunawan as the new police chief candidates, namely legitimate and sociology reasons. Meanwhile, Media Indonesia in its headline writes about revamping of president's administration. The issuance of Presidential Decree No. 39 of 2015 on the granting of advances for purchase of vehicles for the state officials finally cancelled, embarrassing the government. Vice President Yusuf Kala admitted it implies a lack of good communication between the ministers and president. Therefore, Yusuf Kala assessed the need for revamping the communication system on the ministerial level, including the Office of the Presidential Staffs. Seputar Indonesia, Sindo Daily in its headlines writes about the government has difficulties to evacuate Indonesian citizens in Aden. Efforts of the evacuation accelerating team to liberate Indonesian citizens from the war zone in Yemen did not run easily. Until Monday, April 6th, at least 89 Indonesians still stuck in Aden, the city which became a battleground between Houthi rebels against the troops of Gulf states led by Saudi Arabia. Dozens of Indonesians were forced to evacuate in the security post. The obstruction of the citizens due to the situation was not conducive. Now we take you to have a look at the headline from Business Indonesia about $9.34 billion will be invested. The government measures to restore Indonesia as the world maritime axis is responded enthusiastically by foreign investors by planning investment of about $9.34 billion. Meanwhile, the national banks will expand credit to the sector worth $43 billion. Head of the Investment Coordinating Board BKPM, Frankie Sibarani, said on Monday in Jakarta, foreign investment plans in the maritime sector amounted of $9.34 billion, is based on the principal permits filed by a number of companies to BKBM during the first quarter of 2015. The investors are from China and South Korea, with the interest in investing in the shipbuilding industry. In addition, there are investors from Japan, the United States, and Australia who will work on the fishing industry. That was headline from today's newspapers published in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Welcome to News in Brief. Several ambassadors of friendly countries whose countries have affected the impact of eruption of Mount Tambora in 1815 will be invited by the provincial government of West Nusa Tenggara NTB to attend the summit event of Tambora Menyapa Dunia, or Tambora Greet the World. Director of the Protection of Indonesian Citizens and Legal Entities of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Lalu Muhammad Iqbal, said the situation in the city of Aden is still very tense, and it is reflected from the inability of Indonesians to move from the dormitory to the port. Agency for Health Research and Development, Ministry of Health of the Republic of Indonesia, will carry out the National Survey on Chemical Food Contamination Analysis 2015. The Society of Indonesian Environmental Journalists, in cooperation with the Nature Conservation, conducted a workshop entitled Lesser Sunda Ecoregion Marine Conservation on April 7 and 8 in Bali. The rupiah interbank trade rate in Tuesday's first trading session depreciated by 22 basis points to 12,982 per dollar from 12,960 per dollar in the previous trade. Samuel Sekuritas economist Rangga Cipta said, as quoted by Antara News Agency, that the dollar strengthened again on the international market. The government has issued permit for the import of 250,014 head of live cattle in the second quarter of this year, more than double the figure in the first quarter. Publicly listed industrial estate developer PT Jababeka, through its subsidiary PT Banten West Java, has kicked off the construction of the much-anticipated Tanjung Lesung Special Economic Zone in Banten. That was News in Brief.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Listener, you're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, broadcasting live from frequency of 9525 kHz and audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. If you have any suggestion and criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia English Service, PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia, or to our email address at info@voi.co.id. Listener, now let's listen to our segment Indonesia Wonder and let's speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, as well as art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. I'm Hernita. In today's edition, we'll introduce you to Tetek Pantan Ceremony. So stay tuned. Listener, in the beginning of last February, the United States ambassador to Indonesia. Robert Blake visited Palangkaraya and Pisau Islands, Central Kalimantan, to review the implementation of climate change, sustainable forest management, and low carbon emissions called Indonesia Forestry and Climate Support by the United States Agency for International Development, USAID. When he arrived at Cilikriwut Airport, Palangkaraya, Robert Blake was greeted by 6 teenage girls who danced the Pahale dance or shawl dance. This dance is initiated the Tetek Pantan ceremony. Listener, Tetek Pantan in Ngaju Dayak languages, one of the native tribes in Kalimantan, means cutting obstructions or remove obstacles, so it is also known with the name Potong Pantan. The Dayak traditional ceremony is a traditional heritage of ancestors, which is continuously preserved until nowadays. In the past, ceremony is especially used to welcome the victory of tribe leader in a war. Now, the traditional ceremony of Tetek Pantan become a sacred ceremony in welcoming the guests who come to Central Kalimantan. So, the ceremony is usually performed to welcome heads of states, ministers, government officials, corporate leaders, and respected community leaders who came to the region. Listener, after the Bahale dance finished, mantir or customary leader approaches to the guest of honor with sawang leaves or lanjuang leaves, which is firstly wet by holy water. He sprinkled around the guest while prayed for deliverance from any influence of evil. This part is called mamapas. The ritual then followed by stepping chicken eggs on a stone by the guest with their right foot. The stone symbolizes the heart of human intention and effort to achieve a goodness and purpose of life. While chicken eggs means to bring fertility and prosperity for human life, then it is time to see the top of Tetek Pantan ceremony to cut the pantan or remove obstacles. In this ceremony, it is already available trunk of acacia as a symbol of things that will be cut. The acacia trunk has already wrapped with cloth. Tetek Pantan actually not always use wood property. People can also use other things such as tewu or sugarcane and other agricultural and plantation crops. Dear listener, before guests get rid of barriers, customary leaders asking three questions that must be answered. The three questions are: who is the guest name? How many people of the group? And what purpose of their visit? Each time when the guest answer one question, customary leader yield with a victory sound called Malahap by saying Wukui. After asking an answer, the guests were invited to roll the wrapping cloth. The cloth is then removed as a symbol of sacrifice to God Almighty. Then the guests cut the acacia wood to break up by using mandau or Dayak typical weapon. Hopefully, by cutting up the wood, all obstacles and dangers during the ceremony can be avoided. Finally, the guests were given a glass of water for prosperity life called Nyalung Kaharingan to rejuvenate after throwing the barrier. The drink is also symbolizes that the guests have been warm welcomed by the Dayak tribe. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with a topic, Tetek Pantan Ceremony. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is the RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Lesson in Bahasa Indonesia, or the Indonesian language, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. In today's edition, the topic is di toko pakaian, or in English, at the dress shop. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly twice. You can repeat after me. Toko pakaian. Toko pakaian. In English, dress shop. Gaun. Gaun. In English, dress. Cantik. Cantik. Pretty. Etalase. Etalase. In English, window display. Lihat. Lihat. In English, to have a look. Berapa harganya? Berapa harganya? In English, how much? 500.000. 500.000. In English, 500,000 rupiah. Ingin. Ingin. In English, to want. Mencoba. Mencoba. In English, to try. Tentu saja. Tentu saja. In English, of course. Ukuran M. Ukuran M. In English, size M. Warna hijau. Warna hijau. In English, green. Biru. Biru. In English, blue. Merah. Merah. In English, red. Kuning. Kuning. In English, yellow. Di mana? Di mana? In English, where? Kamar pas. Kamar pas. In English, fitting room. Lurus. Lurus. In English, straight. Sebelah kanan. Sebelah kanan. In English, right side. Cocok, cocok. In English, fit. Menggunakan, menggunakan. In English, to use. Kartu kredit, kartu kredit. In English, credit card. Kasir, kasir. In English, cashier. Di sana. Di sana. In English, over there. Next is a conversation on di toko pakaian, or in English, at the dress shop. As usual, I'll say every sentence twice and you can repeat after me. The conversation is between a shop assistant A and Nita B. A. Maaf, apakah ada yang bisa saya bantu? Maaf, Apakah ada yang bisa saya bantu? In English, excuse me, can I help you? B. Ada gaun cantik di etalase toko Anda. Ada gaun cantik di etalase toko Anda. Apakah bisa saya lihat? Apakah bisa saya lihat? In English, there is a pretty dress in the window. Can I see it? A. Tentu saja. Apakah gaun ini yang Anda ingin lihat? In English, of course. Is this the dress that you want to see? B. Ya, berapa harganya? Ya, berapa harganya? In English, yes, how much is it? A. Harganya 500 ribu rupiah. Harganya 500 ribu rupiah. Apakah Anda ingin mencobanya? Apakah Anda ingin mencobanya? In English, it's 500,000 rupiah. Do you want to try it on? B. Ya, saya ingin mencoba yang ukuran M. Ya, saya ingin mencoba yang ukuran M. In English, yes, I'll try the M size. Apakah ada warna lain selain warna hijau? Apakah ada warna lain selain warna hijau? In English, do you have other color except green? A. Ada warna hijau, biru, merah, dan kuning. Ada warna hijau, biru, merah, dan kuning. In English, yes, there are. Green, blue, red, and yellow. Yang mana yang Anda suka? Yang mana yang Anda suka? In English, which one that you like? B. Saya mau mencoba yang warna merah. Saya mau mencoba yang warna merah. In English, I'll try the red one. Di mana kamar pasnya? Di mana kamar pasnya? In English, where's the fitting room? A. Lurus saja, kamar pas ada di sebelah kanan. Lurus saja, kamar pas ada di sebelah kanan. In English, just go straight ahead, the fitting room is in the right side. Setelah beberapa lama, after some time. A. Gaun itu sangat cocok untuk Anda. Gaun itu sangat cocok untuk Anda. In English, this dress is really suit you. B. Baiklah, saya ambil yang merah ini. Baiklah, saya ambil yang merah ini. In English, okay, I'll take the red one. Bisakah menggunakan kartu kredit? Bisakah menggunakan kartu kredit? In English, do you take credit card? A. Tentu saja, kasirnya di sana. Terima kasih. Tentu saja, kasirnya di sana. Terima kasih. In English, sure, the cashier is over there. Thank you. Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today's edition. Thank you very much for listening. I'll see you again next week. And sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner. In today's edition, I present you an Indonesian singer, Melani Subono. Well, let's listen to her song, Kamu. Happy listening. Melani Subono is a rock and roll singer and also an Indonesian presenter. She was born in Hamburg, Germany on October 20, 1976 and was the daughter of Andre Subono. In 2004, Melani released her album, but unfortunately, the first album is not much public acclaim. At the end of 2007, Melani re-released the album entitled Myself and simultaneously make another surprise, whilst launch a book entitled Oh, through Gagas Media Publication. Melani is now not only a model, presenter, and singer, but also a writer. Well, listener, now let's listen to another song by Melani Subono. Here is Lagi Gampang. Let's enjoy the song.
Thank you. bengong. Gue lagi sepi, ajak gue ke party. Gue lagi gampang, lagi gampangan. Mumpung lagi gampang, kemana aja ayo.
Melanie is now not only a singer, she is also a member of Friends of Indonesian Forum for Environmental. On April 21, 2009, Melanie Subono was appointed as ambassador, Friends of Women by the National Commission for Women Violence Against Women, as well as donating the song Hey Wanita or Hey Woman for Women's Care Program. In addition to following a joint campaign with Women Concerned, the rock singer also conducted a campaign to her fans who are spread in several cities. In the last 2014, Melanie Subono was appointed by Migrant Care and Wolf-Free as an ambassador against slavery. She felt sad by the fact that hundreds of migrant workers in Malaysia were shot dead by Malaysian police for unclear reason. Through these two bodies, she wants to bring more information about the suffering of the Indonesian migrant workers. Well, listener, to conclude our musical program for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Aku dan Kawan or Me and a Friend and Kembali di sini or Return to this place. Have listening and let's enjoy the songs.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.